97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Responded.
I said, Christians, I started off by saying, just so you understand, you never vote. Christians do not vote well. They vote in very small percentages. Why? I don't know. Maybe they're disappointed in things that are happening. But for a long time, I say, you don't vote. I'm saying, go out. You must vote. November 5th is going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
President Trump responding, you know, after the media went wild when he said something about, if you just go vote this time and you won't have to worry about it. And of course, the talking heads misinterpreted that to say he was going to end democracy or something. It was really ridiculous. But it does beg the question, will Christians, evangelicals specifically, turn out to vote in this election cycle? And we've got Lauren Green, who's a reporter with Fox News and covers religion issues all the time. Lauren, welcome in.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, great to be here.
So good to get you on. We appreciate your time this morning. There's a new group, right? I don't know how new the group is, but it's a nonpartisan ministry that's trying to get evangelicals involved, right?
Well, that's the thing. You know, actually, My Faith Votes has been around for quite a while. Jason Yates is the founder president, and he has a passion for helping Christians understand how to get involved in politics in a way that's consistent with their biblical views.
Yeah, and what Trump, to President Trump's point there, statistically, historically, the percentage of people who I guess identify as Christian or specifically evangelicals, it's been an important voting block, but not necessarily always as large as people might expect, right?
Well, some of the numbers are pretty scary. If you're a Christian and you believe that the Bible is God's word, a lot of the numbers suggest that millions and millions and millions, if not like upwards of, you know, 20, 25 million evangelical Christians stayed out of the last election. And that's a huge number, and it's a huge voting bloc, but they have huge power. So My Faith Votes is really trying to get people to say, okay, here's how you think biblically. They've got like six modules on their website, their tutorials that let you go through the issues like gender and politics and justice and the sanctity of life and say, what does the Bible actually say about these issues? So you're voting with information. And one of the things, and I was listening to your Trump was saying, you know, before he came to me about how, you know, a lot of Christians will stay out, not understanding that, you know, they need to get involved in politics. And one of the things they said in this module about politics, it's about making righteous and just decisions and promoting the common good that increase human flourishing. You know, we are to be good stewards of this earth that God has given us. You know, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's. And everything in it. So it's our job to govern and steward over it. So if Christians don't get involved in politics, decisions will be made to avoid God's truth, in a sense. That's
what you said. I could not agree more. We're called to be the salt and the light, and that includes in the civic arena. I'm so proud my church is civically engaged and encourages everyone to do so. And I don't know why it is. Are they worried about being called a bigot? Because if you speak out, you will be called a bigot at some point, and you have to just know that that's going to happen and, frankly, just get over it.
Well, one of the things that's happened, too, is that when a lot of churches are afraid of the accusations of separation of church and state, and they've been threatened with losing their
501c3. Right.
Their charity status if they actually preach politics in the pulpit. But the thing about it is that the country has gone so morally in opposite directions, and so many of those decisions are things that affect and directly affect the Bible and how we view it. I mean, if you believe the Bible is God's word, then you've got to speak about issues concerning, you know, gender and marriage and sexuality and all of those things, and abortion.
Yes.
And so one of the things, I mean, a lot of people will say, you know, they sort of, you know, hold their noses and vote certain ways because, well, you know, I think they're good on this, but not so good on this. But it's hard to kind of vote in a certain way when you hear what God has to say about the sanctity of life. You know, in Psalm saying, I knitted you together in your mother's womb. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. How is that consistent with saying that abortion is health care.
Yeah, it's I hope that they're successful in this outreach and they're getting people's attention. Lauren Green, a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You bet. Absolutely. And she's great. She wrote a book too back in 2017 called The Lighthouse Faith: God is a Living Reality in a World Immersed in a Fog. Hmm. So she's deeply involved in her religion.
I know a Christian who is supporting Cori Bush. I do not understand that.
That will continue to be a mystery. Hey, coming up, J.D. Vance called out the Democrats yesterday. He chased them down on a tarmac, and now there's this whole issue of stolen valor. We're going to touch on all of it with Griff Jenkins.
Get more at 971talk.com.